Love Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. I want to wish everybody Happy New Year. We have a lot of exciting shows scheduled for this year, so we want you to go to the website and check it out and see who we have. We have some high-profile guests. This morning, we are going to help you start the new year by going on a mission, and what we want to help you with is giving you a recipe for the new year. So I think it's going to be a very exciting show later on. We will have a special guest. Her name is Kelly Jones, and she is an expert in feng shui, Chinese astrology, and Akashic readings. So I want you to stay tuned. Kelly will be on at around 10:15. So I want to just say Happy New Year one more time. I want to thank you for being on our show. And this morning we're broadcasting live from Miami Beach, Florida, and I am on air with Sherry. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Patty, and good morning to everybody that's out there. Happy, happy New Year. It's going to be a great New Year. I'm excited for this year ahead. And we are taking the Good News Show on the road this morning. We are out here in Kendall in Miami, and we're recording from this Starbucks in Kendall. So if you hear any kind of noise that you're not used to, just know that we're on the road and we're excited. And we wanted to bring the show to you, and this is where we are today. So what I was going to talk to you about was I have a great recipe for the new year. And there are 25 ingredients for this. So I'm going to tell you that the first ingredient is taking a 10-minute walk every day. And while you're walking, smile. It is the ultimate antidepressant. Isn't that incredible? You know, everybody is, you know, we have our friends out there that, you know, have the antidepressant syndrome, and we do take that very seriously. So this is the ultimate antidepressant. And number two is sit in silence for 10 minutes each day. Talk to God about what is going on in your life. And, you know, we have talked about that many times. And we know that we like to take time to connect with our inner spirit and our inner soul and be able to take some time to reconnect with our higher power. So sit in silence for 10 minutes each day and talk to God about what's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm. And Sherry, isn't it usually a good idea to do that first thing in the morning so you can kind of
first
collect
thing
your
in the
thoughts
morning,
for the day?
Definitely. It's first thing in the morning, and it's all through the day. If you're going through something in the middle of the day, that's when you need to do it, to take time to just take some silence. It could be any time during the day, but it's usually a good idea to start the day that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is, when you wake up in the morning, complete the following statement. My purpose is today, and I am thankful for. Now, I wrote, my purpose is to be a good friend today, and I am thankful for my health and a great life. You need to, you know, write that down and be in touch with that every day. You know what your purpose is, and you know what you're thankful for. Number four is eat more foods that grow on trees and plants, and eat less food that is manufactured in plants. So, you know, it's about getting back in touch with what's healthy and what's not.
Right, and it sounds like the fruit closer to nature, its natural state.
Closer to nature and more organic if you can. And number five is drink tea and plenty of water. Green tea, if possible. Eat blueberries, wild Alaskan salmon, broccoli, almonds, and walnuts. And if you if you want to take some time to write these things down, and if you haven't done that, you can always email me at share4hair, C-H-E-R, the number 4, hair, H-A-I-R, at AOL, and I will email you a copy of this.
Uh-huh, okay.
And number 6 is try to make at least 3 people smile today. Now, I'm telling you, you have to get started with this today. Make 3 people smile today. And that is your mission for today.
I really like that one, Sherry. I know it'd be, when you make someone smile, it makes you feel good, and then you're smiling inside, too.
Smiling makes everybody feel good. And number 7 is don't waste your precious energy on gossiping. Energy vampires, you know what those energy vampires are. They suck your blood. They're negative. Issues of the past, negative thoughts, or things that you cannot control. Instead, invest your energy in the positive present moment. Now, I want to let you know that these are some really important ingredients in the recipes for a new year. And if for any reason this show is not clear enough for you, we will redo this again so that you can write this down and so that you can have all this information. Number 8 is eat breakfast like a king. This is one of my New Year's resolutions. Eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a college kid with a maxed out Dodge card. That means light at night. And have a nice big breakfast and then a medium-sized lunch and a very small dinner.
Well, that's really... Can you repeat that again? I like that. I didn't get it all, though.
Yeah. It's eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a college kid with a maxed-out charge card.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, Ben, and like I say, that is one of the things that I'm going to be doing for the new year. And number 9, life isn't fair, but it's still good. You know, nobody said that life was going to be fair, but life is good, and we need to take that into consideration. And have a great life. Be grateful for the life that you have. And know that you're on the right path. Number 10. Life is too short to waste time hating anyone. You know.
Ah, that's a great one.
No. You know, it's time to forgive. You know, let go of the past. And just forgive. You have to move on. Number 11 is don't take yourself so seriously. No one else does. You know, lighten up, everybody. And, you know.
Well, I'm laughing because it's true. We try to, when we're serious, we're adding pressure to ourselves, and if you just lighten up about things, it relieves some of that. So give yourself that relief.
Yeah, you know, wear each day like a loose garment and just go with the flow. Number 12, you are not so important that you have to win every argument. Agree to disagree. How important is that? You know, you have the people in your life, you know, you pick your battles, you know, and agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very good.
So,
Sherry, I'm going to stop you there just for a moment because I want to invite our listeners to give us a call, pick up the phone, give us a call today at 347-324-5983. It's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, or if you're not listening to us live, you can always send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. And for you iPodders out there, you can download the show. You can download it through iTunes and take us on the go with you. You can learn more about that at our website. It's www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida. I am on air with Sherry.
Hi, everybody, and I really thank you for your patience with us this morning because we had a little emergency situation and we needed to take us on the road, and we're here in Starbucks, which is a little bit noisy. So, number 13 is make peace with your past so it won't spoil the present. Isn't that a good one? These are things that really you need to write this down and really be in touch with what we're talking about. Make peace with your past so it won't spoil your present. Because all we have is our present moment. Be here now. Live in the moment. The past is history. The present is, the past is a mystery. And the present is a gift.
No, so the future is a mystery.
The future is a mystery. I know it's something like that. I live in the one day at a time program, and I highly recommend it. Make peace with your past so it won't spoil your present.
Mm-hmm.
Number 14 is don't compare your life to others. You have no idea what their journey is all about. Number 15 is no one is in charge of your happiness except you. Don't let anybody take away your joy. I mean, start your day on get out of bed on the right side, put a smile on your face, make three other people smile for the day, and have a great day. Be happy. 16 is frame every so-called disaster with these words. In 5 years, will this really matter? We take ourselves much too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Number 17 is forgive everyone for everything. And forgiveness is the key to happiness. So I'm going to go a little bit faster because I know that we're going to be running out of time and we have a guest coming on soon.
Mm-hmm.
So number 18 is what other people think about you is none of your business. This is one of my favorites. You have two things. You have your business and none of your business. So don't get in anybody else's business. Your business is none of your business, and that covers a lot. And
it sure does.
That if you take that theory, you'll stay out of the other person's business. All you have to do is take care of yourself. God heals everything, but you have to ask. And I really am a big believer in this because if you ask, you shall receive. So, don't be afraid to ask for help. And God heals everything, but you have to ask. Number 20 is, however good or bad a situation is, it will change. And there is nothing except change is the only constant. Always going to change.
That's a good one, Sherry. I know that if I'm going through something that's upsetting me, I just think this too will change, and it helps get through whatever it is I'm going through.
Whatever you're going through, this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
Number 21 is your job won't take care of you when you're sick. Your friends will. Stay in touch.
Mm.
That's your support group that we always talk about. Keep your support group close to you. We always need to know, that our friends are there for us. Envy is a waste of time. You have already all that you need. So don't waste your time on envy. 23 is, each night before you go to bed, complete the following statement. I am thankful for, and today I accomplished. And what I hope that I'll be able to say tonight is that I am thankful for the energy that I have today, and I have accomplished being a great friend and being there for my friend.
I love it. I love it.
Number 24 is, remember that you are too blessed to be stressed. And, you know, we are all very, very blessed in this world. And we just, we don't know how good we have it until we get out of our situation. And if everybody put their problems in the middle of the room, I bet you'd walk out with your own problem and keep it.
I know. And in a way, you know, it's like taking care of yourself and doing that.
Right. Number 25 is, when you're feeling down, start listing your many blessings. You'll be smiling before you know it. How many times have we talked about that, you know, about writing our list of what we are grateful for and what our blessings are? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to end with that and let you know that that is our 25 great recipe tip.
And, ingredients for the recipe of a great year.
A healthy new year.
I think that's great, Sherry, and I want your listeners to go through the archives, because some of the topics that came up in the ingredients for a healthy new year have been discussed in our shows that we had in 2008. For example, the last one on gratitude, I think we had a whole show on gratitude. So you might want to go through the archives and listen to shows that we had in 2008. And at this point, I'd like to bring our guest in. I believe she's calling in, so let's see if we can get her online with us. Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Hello.
Good morning, Kelly. Thanks for being on with us this morning.
Well, thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too, Kelly. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
I would love to. My name is Kelly Jones, and I've actually been studying and practicing feng shui for over 10 years now. I've actually taken over 30 classes, too. So I work with businesses and homeowners, and what we do using feng shui is create spaces that really work for them and support them on multiple levels, physically, emotionally, as well as financially. And I also have two other services I offer that are also independent yet integrated with feng shui. One is Chinese astrology, and I do something unique that many other consultants won't do in feng shui, and that is apply your astrology chart to the feng shui. So that's one aspect of the astrology. The other is actually just doing an Eastern version of your birthday. So it's giving you ideas and a clear path as to what to expect in, let's say, the coming year, your personality, what type of career you might be interested in going in, your children, your husband, life, different life aspects. And then finally, the third is Akashic Record Reading. And many people may have heard it referred to as the Book of Life in the Bible. So it's the place where all thoughts, words, deeds, actions of our past, present, and future are recorded. So we can go in and speak with your guides and masters and receive really masterful insight at a soul level based on questions one would have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, in a nutshell.
Wow. Well, that's a nice combination.
A lot of different components to that. So what you do is you get people, when you first meet with them, and you're assessing their home or their situation, and then you bring in astrology to that, and before you So you put that all together for them to,
it depends,
you know, when
yeah, it depends on where the client's at. So like the saying that you picked up, you know, giving a voice to your space, your life, and your heart. So looking at each of the modalities, so if we're giving a voice to your space, we're looking at the feng shui. You know the saying, if walls talk?
Right.
Right. So to me, they do speak. And the bridge that bridges that communication gap between us and what our space is speaking to us and telling us it wants is actually feng shui. So we can utilize feng shui to say, how is it that we can set up your environment that's going to best support you in this space? So that's how feng shui can work independently of everything else. But then we can also look at the individual at a very personalized level, which is their astrology, and say, oh, we can take it to yet another level. And this other level says, I can tap into certain energies that boost your financial profile, your money luck, if you will. Or I can avoid certain areas so that you're not creating more conflict in your life. Or how would I say it? Like things that cause you to spend more time, money, and energy to get something done, like that spinning your wheels. If we're tapping into a certain space by using it, by looking at it, or by activating it, we can be creating more challenges for us. And, you know, I mean, I kind of look at my life, you know, it's just been the last 10 years I've been involved in feng shui, and I go, how in the world did I live without it? Because it really gives me such tremendous insight that I've never experienced before, that nobody's ever offered before. So it's quite powerful.
So it's more than, I mean, a lot of people, they hear about feng shui, but they really don't know what does it really mean. What I used to hear is something about, you know, when if the bed is in a certain area, you want the bed to be in a certain place, or the mirrors have to be in a certain area in your house. So is that what you go in and assess the house and say, well, this isn't working for you because this is creating more negative energy, or is that what it is?
It's an excellent, excellent question. There's actually two major levels or schools of thought with feng shui that need to be harmonized. And one is called form. So that's exactly looking at what you said. Where's the bed place? Where's the front door? How does the home actually lay out, or the business lay out? What's the first thing you see when you walk in? So, for example, if I walk in a home and the first thing I see is the back door, it's very indicative of money coming in and money going right out. Obviously, that's not what we want. We want our savings account building up. We want money coming in freely. So that's one level. It's a very important level, but it does not work independent of another level, which is more about the time-space level. So this level is called the compass, or flying stars, or more of an energetic level. And what the Chinese have done, I mean, we're talking for 6,000-year-old art and science. So this is not something that's bad, which it seems to be in the West, because we're just hearing about it in the last 30, 40 years. But this level, they ingeniously were able to determine unseen energy within a space. Where is it, and how do we activate it or deactivate it? This works in harmony with the form. So let's say a bed could be placed in two auspicious locations that don't interfere with the entrance, because ultimately form would say, don't put a bed in front of your door. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't allow you to have good sleep, etc. The compass will say, if I've got two walls to choose from, based on you, your birthday, the home, and the energy of the space, one wall is going to serve you better than another wall. Make sense?
That
did
makes
I
sense.
That picture clearly?
You really, yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. And so it's really, I think at this time, this is something that is really an important, how do you say, it seems like it's something that's very important that people need to tap into a lot more than we had before, because we hear about it, but we don't know about it, and that's why we wanted to have you on to explain a little bit more about what this is that you do. So
I look at feng shui, just so you know, like another tool in the toolbox. And it's a very important tool for life, because the Chinese say there's three aspects that determine one's success in life. The first is heaven energy. That's your astrology. So that's the Chinese astrology. That's what you come in with. You can't change it. It's your life, what's laid out before you. But you obviously have free will as to how you respond, interact, or work with that life. So that's the second aspect, which is your personal energy. That's a 33% also. So how well educated am I? Do I work hard? Do I try for what I'm looking for? You know, do I put the effort into to receive the results I want? And then the third is feng shui. So to the Chinese, 33% of the success of our life depends on the space that we occupy. Is it supporting us or isn't it? So absolutely, it's a huge aspect. Anybody could tell you. They've walked into a place sometimes, and it's like you could cut through it, the energy so thick. Like you want to get out right away.
Right.
So, you know, it's, I mean, when I first started looking at feng shui, I thought, how can my space, you know, affect me? Is it the place, whatever? But as I've grown to appreciate space, energy, it's like, you know, everything around us has chi, has this vibrant energy. And everything we have in our environment exists only because of Earth, of Mother Earth. So everything has life. If it's a death, the energy vibration is less than, let's say, the food we eat. But it still has an impact on us. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really great, Kelly.
I really like the way you explained it. Really clear. Now, how does the Akashic Records, is that just a separate part of what you do, or do you incorporate that into your feng shui in the house or it with the people?
Right. No, what I do with the Akashic Records is typically separate from, although most of my Akashic, or a lot of my Akashic clients are feng shui clients as well. And what the Akashic records can do is assist people at more of a soul level, understanding who they are, where they're going in life, and even to the point of repatterning thoughts that may keep them stuck where they're at. So we can set up an environment to help one go forward, to bring opportunities so that one is getting more and more opportunities. The person needs to be open to receive and act upon those opportunities. So they may come, and often I see them do, and things change, but they're not necessarily personally ready to make the adjustments to do it. And the Akashic Record readings can assist them in shifting how they think, what they do, and where they move forward from that point.
Kelly, that's very interesting. Can you? How did you get started with the Akashic Records? How did you learn that, and how did you find that that is something that a talent for?
Well, I think all my stories might be interesting. I was actually teaching feng shui, and one of my students had just finished taking an Akashic Records course and learning how to do this. And she offered to do a reading for me, and I said, sure. And in my reading, my masters and teachers that I was communicating with through her recommended I actually take the course. So something I would not have thought of doing that was suggested to me. So this was back in 2001. And I actually just finished my teacher training course in it. So I've been doing readings for business owners as well as homeowners, individuals, for the last 7 years. And I've taken many classes with my teacher. And my training is such that I utilize what's called a sacred prayer with one's permission to open their records. And at that point, we're really in the vibration of complete unconditional love and non-judgment, where one's masters and teachers respond to me the answers to the questions that the client's posing. And it's really a light language. So I provide the information that's given to me, to you, let's say, if you're asking the question. And it's almost like being in the World Wide Web, if you will, where the client can ask, you know, an answer could take you, let's say, in many different directions. And ultimately what we're working toward is getting to the root cause of any thought, of any pattern, of any issue that's going on, so that you get the clarity and understanding so that you can shift on your perception at that point in time. Because ultimately we're looking for the truth. What is the truth of a situation? Once we know what the truth is, we've got material to work with to move forward in our lives.
This is something that, I mean, this isn't new, but this is, like, with all the things that are out there, this is the one that I don't think people have heard of so much. So that's why it's very intriguing, and it sounds like I can't wait. I can't wait to do it.
The other thing, many people have heard of Edgar Cayce, and Edgar Cayce actually worked in the record. He would go into a complete trance state, and much of the work he did when he started was on the past. So really where the records are moving to today, although we work on past issues where it's necessary, much of it has to do with being in the present. So I don't go into a trance at all. I'm in complete consciousness. And much of what happens in the records is really bringing the person to understanding who they are, why they've done, you know, certain patterns, and adjusting and shifting right then and there.
Is this something that you need to be in front of the person to work with them, or do you have people that call in to you?
I have people that call in, and I have an international clientele on all levels, actually, and I can be in person, or we can be over the phone. Either works.
Well, that's good to know, since we have people listening from all over the world, that is something that they can call in and get this and have this experience.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And just so we know and we're clear on this, it's really the questions that what I call the engine that drives the reading. So it's important to know, what are you looking for? What are you looking to know or to understand? What type of guidance are you looking to have so that you can make clear choices and decisions in your own life?
Mm-hmm. So I think it's interesting.
By the way, it's on all levels. Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
I think it's interesting with the feng shui, it's almost like you're the external and your environment, and with the Akashic Records, it's more of an internal type of movement.
Right, right. And you know, it's kind of interesting when you say that. It's like those are the two areas, I guess, where we can get the most assistance. But when it comes to the actual individual, that 33% that's up to us, you know, those are our choices and decisions we make every day with our thoughts and with our actions and with our words. So you're right.
And do you have any insight on what's happening in the world today? And is there anything that you want to tell our listeners about just how to go about with the energy that's, you know, everybody's a little concerned with their finances, and do you have any input on that?
Well, it's like the law of attraction. We are magnetic beings, and our thoughts are magnets. And it's interesting, I was thinking of the thought or the saying that says, where our thoughts flow, our body goes, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, to me, it's very important to assess our own personal situation as brutally honest as we can. And from that point, to make the best choices and decisions we can in that moment. And we're always given a new moment of which to make a new choice and a new decision. And it's important for us to stay focused on the positive while we're taking care of those things that can represent challenges to us. Or another way of saying it is opportunities, looking for the opportunities. I mean, these are things that I tell my clients as well. It's, you know, when you're ready to make changes in your environment, it's another way of saying to the world, if you will, and to your own thoughts that I'm ready to shift and move on this aspect of my life. I've seen many results from clients that are ready and willing to take the advice and make the changes and adjustments I give. I've also gone into homes and spaces where people are like, no, I'm not going to make that change. And I see that area of their life is not changed. So it's certainly it's a combination. There's always another level where we look at the astrology of the year. Chinese astrology looks at things very differently. For example, last year was an earth rat year, which means it was earth and water. So we're constantly looking at the five elements. And in the five element cycle, those two elements conquered one another. The earth dams the water. So it represented conflict, of which we saw a lot of. The water also represents the ocean, and it can represent water disasters, which we also saw those. We saw ship problems, you know, out of the ocean. We saw water disasters all over the world. And this coming year, it's interesting, when we speak of Chinese time, that is, you know, my Chinese calendar time, we work on the solar calendar. So February 4th is actually the first day of the new year in the Chinese solar system. And so when I say next year, I literally mean coming February 4th, 2009. We're not there yet, according to my, you know, how I work with time in my system. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to walk in less than a month, just less than a month, we're going to walk into a double earth luck. It'll be an earth ox year. And there's much that can be said about that we don't have time for, but one nice thing is that the earth, it's two earth elements, so it's a double earth energy, which means more harmony, which means potentially a rebuilding of what's perhaps been torn down. And yet at the same time, this year, that is the rat year, is the first year. So it's represented new leadership, new government, if you will, stepping in. So there's a destruction happening, a tearing down, a bringing down of the old so that the new can come in. And here comes year number two, or the year of the ox, and it's more in harmony. So I think that kind of brings a little bit of light for now in what's to come. You know, we all know it's not necessarily going to be easy, but we have to individually take care of ourselves, our thoughts, our spaces, and where we're going, so that what we add to the, you know, the whole macrocosm is that which is more positive and moving in the right direction versus negative thoughts and fear.
Right, and if there is a blessing in everything, if we take a look at what the blessing is and the opportunity in everything that we come in contact with, we can have another perception, and it gets us to the point where we can change and grow and be excited about that, you know?
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. Completely.
So, we do also want you to let our listeners know where they can find you and your number.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Well, my website is my initials, kjfengshui.com. So that's www.kjfengshui.com. And I'm located in North Miami Beach, Florida. So my number is 305-682-8985. And, of course, my email is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at kjfengshui.com. And I'd love
that's
to
really,
you know.
That's really great, Kelly. Do you have any, do you do any workshops or have anything, any
actually,
events?
I'm going to be creating workshops this coming year. I've yet to put it out there. I'm close to being done, and I would love – thank you for saying that. I invite people to go on my homepage and sign up for my free newsletter. And that way I can keep you informed as to the classes that I'll be teaching. And the classes I'm coming up with are actually geared toward the end consumer. So it's the homeowner to start with. So we can take one aspect of our lives and focus on that to enhance it within our home. So, for example, finances or relationships and love or health. So those will be the three different classes.
Oh, that's really great. And if you do have people getting your newsletter, then you can update them and let them know when you have something that they can actually attend. And we have a couple of minutes left, Kelly. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners before we sign off?
Well, I'll just say one other thought that I have, just so people understand feng shui better. When I do a consultation or I'm working with somebody just to start with and explaining about it, it's important to have the following information. One is going to be an accurate floor plan, because I lay a chart on top of the floor plan that kind of looks like a pizza pie. It's got eight different directions on it. And that allows us to know exactly where certain energies lie. So we know exactly within each room what energy is where and we can utilize or activate it. The second is what year your home or building was built. Then I also need to know the birthday for each individual that's there. Those three pieces of information, actually, then I come out and I take a compass direction. So it's those pieces of information that allow me to look at first the foundational energy of a space. And that is where the magic begins. And we get to have a lot of fun in rearranging and decorating colors and just, it's fabulous. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, we have annual energy. So that's also something important I didn't want to forget to mention, because every year, as I mentioned before, comes February, the energy dynamically changes. And I do something that's called an annual update. So just like you would see a doctor, let's say, on an annual basis just to get a checkup. The same with the energy. So we've got this dynamic energy that changes annually, and it gives us a great guidepost as to where to do renovations or where not to do renovations this year. We've all heard of those projects like that are the worst projects. I call them the projects from you know where. Mm-hmm. And then, it's like when you start the wrong place at the wrong time, you bring that energy throughout the project. So if you're in the wrong place and you're doing it at the wrong time, you're not going to get a good result as an outcome to the project you start. So it's amazing how you can use feng shui to forecast what to do and when to do it. So that's it.
Wow, that's very interesting, Kelly. I want to thank you for being on our show and sharing your knowledge with our listeners.
Well, thank you both.
You're welcome. So before we sign off, I just want you to give your phone number one more time for those listeners who do not have a pen and piece of paper.
Okay. Sounds great. And thank you all for listening. And again, this is Kelly Jones, Feng Shui, Chinese Astrology, and Akashic Record Consultant. And my number is 305-682-8985. And thank you.
You're welcome,
thank
Kelly.
You
we
very
hope
very much.
Yeah, we hope to have you back on our show again.
Oh, thank you
and
so much.
Kelly, I just want to let you know that we're recording our show today from a outside source. We had to go into a Starbucks, and we're recording on the road today, the show at Starbucks. So, in case you hear any noises that you don't know where they're coming from, we're doing this live from Starbucks, and we hope everything is clear enough for everybody to hear, and I just want to let you know something came up that we had to do this last minute, and should anything not be clear enough, we will redo this show. So I want to say thank you to everybody and wish you all a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, listeners. This has been Patty Black and Sherry with the Good News Show, broadcasting live from Miami, Florida. And we invite you to tune in next week. next Monday for our next guest. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.